It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some fun, if probably ultimately pointless, discussions of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Can they afford him? Would he stay under the luxury tax? He's making almost $20 million this year on arbitration. Have one more year available. Plus, of course, the Blue Jays have to decide they're going to actually trade players, which is why Eno Saris just joined us and said, you kind of want to root against the Blue Jays because you would love to see some of their players become available if you're looking to trade and actually acquire some productive people. So we'll keep an eye on that going forward. I want to get right to the Rindle report, though, because we had some big breaking San Diego sports news in this last hour, and Paulie's going to lead off with it right here.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
It's the Rhino Report. It's brought to you by the Frozen Ropes Summer Baseball League.
Yeah.
Frozen Ropes is now registering ball players age 6 through 12. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com for more information. Yes, we will start locally here. San Diego FC with some big news just about an hour ago now this morning. They have signed 28-year-old Mexican international star Chucky Lozano, and he's going to be making his debut for the club in 2025. And the team announced there's going to be a fan fest and a meet and greet with Lozano next Thursday, 6 p.m. is when the doors open. It's going to be a 7:30 event start time at the Rady Shell. He's also going to do a press conference, I believe, that same day in the morning over at Snapdragon Stadium. And the team welcomed him, or made the announcement, I should say, on their social media channels with this video here that I'm about to play right now. It's got an anime feel to it.
The ground is exploding.
And there he is.
Oh, number 22. He's a handsome fella, man. Look at this guy. I like this guy. I know nothing about him. Nothing.
So I'll tell you a little.
My ignorance. I hear he's very good.
I'll tell you a little bit more about him. As Paulie said, 28 years old. He's kind of diminutive. A little taller than Jose Altuve, but not a ton. He's a
Adam Kluge.
He's a shorter guy on the field, but he has been very successful in his pro career wherever he's gone. His Dutch team, his team in Naples, Italy. They've all won the title. His Mexican League team, when he was first getting started in his pro career, they all won championships with him on the team. And coaches always say, this guy is the difference maker and the winner.
You play outfield.
And he is
perhaps.
He is going to be the face of the franchise for San Diego FC. Kind of like Messi is now the face of the franchise in Miami for the new professional soccer team, MLS team in San Diego. This is going to be the guy, at least for the first few seasons of franchise history. It's going to be Chucky's team, And now they're going to have to put, you know, pieces around him. And you probably won't know a lot of the other players. But this is the guy who's going to be on all the billboards and the posters and is a notable name, especially south of the border where he's been on the, you know, Mexican national team. They're anticipating he will draw more fans, obviously, from that fan base and hopefully create a winner like he's done everybody else, which will, I would think, draw in some of the casuals, sports fans here in San Diego who have been craving a winner. You know, it's a lot easier to get behind a team that wins right away. And this, their thinking, gives the team a better chance to win right away.
You need to make a splash, right? With the
yeah,
new...
this is a splash. Yeah. This is definitely, he's going to make, I think, they're paying his team $12 million in a transfer fee, and he's going to make $7 million a year in salary. So this is a major signing for a league that doesn't have as many high players as like Major League Baseball or the NBA. The big deal for San Diego FC to get Chucky Lozano. And he will join the team in January ahead of their expansion debut next February.
Nice. Very
Tier
cool.
ones are weighing in. Ricardo says, best Mexican superstar in his prime. Huge get. And then the opposite of that, somebody DM'd us and said, he's a bum. Don't believe the hype.
Okay.
So there we go.
So there's a wide range of opinions, let's just say.
Perfect.
I love sports so much.
Can't make everybody happy.
So stupid.
All right, we'll move football to football. Saw yesterday in the NFL that the Browns announced that they have signed head coach Kevin Stefanski and their general manager Andrew Berry to contract extensions. It says here that the lengths of the deals were not announced, and ESPN wrote that since 2020, the Browns have the highest winning percentage for their team over a four-year stretch in like team history. So the team has been competitive, and they thought, all right, we finally got our guys.
Yeah.
And then I saw this from somebody that covers the Browns, Nick Carnes, says, words cannot properly state the vicious three-decade cycle Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have just broken. For the first time since the Cleveland Browns returned to the NFL in 1999, an entire regime has been extended. The Cleveland Browns are back.
Wow. Since when?
Since 99. Since they came back to Cleveland.
Jeez, dude. Yeah, that's...
They have not, like, had a coach-GM tandem that got an extension, a second, you know, run.
Sound familiar?
A little bit.
The Browns have obviously, you know, taken some nice steps forward, and that what usually happens for coaches and GMs when their teams play well, they get extensions. I think the stunning part of this, though, is that Andrew Berry, correct me if I'm wrong, the GM who traded and then gave an entirely guaranteed deal to Deshaun Watson, which has to go down as one of the worst football decisions in the history of football, has somehow overcome this to put a successful team on the field and get an extension on his job.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because crazy. Trading for Deshaun Watson, look, I mean, imagine how good they could be had they not traded for Deshaun Watson and give him an insane amount of money. Because they didn't need him. They played great without him for the most part since he arrived.
Stefanski, a two-time Coach of the Year.
He just swept that under the rug. Well, a lot under the rug with Deshaun Watson. A lot.
Yeah.
But the actual signing of him and so many draft picks, so much money. And they're like, everybody swings and misses a couple times.
He made 99 really good decisions and one insanely horrible bad. One, apparently, as general manager.
Yeah, that's fascinating, honestly, when you step back and look at how bad of a move that was, and yet they've overcome it.
Yep.
All right, and then finally here, I don't remember if we ever actually talked about it, but Red Lobster was reportedly going out of business.
Yeah, I think they are going out of business, aren't
bankrupt. They had too much of the free shrimp, I think, is what was being blamed.
That's what they said, but...
That's also...
There's a deeper story behind Red Lobster's... failures.
But, eat so much shrimp.
I want to give some credit to Flavor Flav. Love Flavor Flav. And he's doing his part to try to help keep Red Lobster going, keep them afloat. Posted on social media, your boy meant it when I said I was going to do anything and everything to help at Red Lobster and save the Cheddar Bay biscuits. Ordered the whole menu, and it's a picture of him at his dining room or whatever, with a table full of Red Lobster. I mean, he ordered one of everything on their menu. Now, I appreciate
even
it.
The Lobster Lovers duo.
I don't know that that's going to help them with their bankruptcy.
I think he was really maybe stoned and hungry and decided this will also be a really good bit. Not going to save Red Lobster, unfortunately. You'd need millions.
Creamy crab carbonara? No.
You've never been there, have you?
No. I've heard the biscuits.
You've never been there either?
No.
I got really stoned and went and did the all-you-can-eat shrimp thing one time. It's pretty good.
Not bad?
Pretty good. The biscuits are phenomenal.
The Admiral's Feast, Woods. Walt's favorite shrimp, wild-caught flounder, clam strips, and bay scallops, all crisped to a golden brown.
Golden brown.
That is one very fried plate of food right there. I'll have the fried fish along with the fried clams, along with the fried
flounder.
Shrimp, along with the fried scallops, and a side of fries, please.
Yes, it's delicious. Wonder why we have a health problem in this country.
There's nothing green on the plate. And the only thing that's not fried is the ketchup that you can dip in.
Fried ketchup.
And the tartar sauce is white.
Yeah, I was never the world's biggest Red Lobster fan.
I'm trying to think of what, like, there were so many chain restaurants like that. They were always, at least the several towns that I've lived in, they all seem to kind of be together.
Yeah, they're all together.
There's like an Olive Garden. There's a Red Lobster.
Chili's.
There's usually like a Claim Jumper.
Applebee's.
Yeah.
I like things at all of them, though. Like, I like the biscuits at Red Lobster are stunning.
I'm not hating on Red Lobster. I've just never been there.
I'm an elitist when it comes to fish restaurants. I just feel like you go to a big chain, Long John Silver's or Red Lobster, you're just getting low-quality frozen fish, probably.
Not, you're not getting
how can
the
they? How can they make... On the margins, they can't be giving you the fresh line caught right from the harbor stuff. There's no way. It doesn't work. Supply chains don't work that way.
Yeah. No, it's there's a lot of food. You get a lot of food for your money when you do the all-you-can-eat shrimp. And I did have fun that day doing it. But I don't think I went back. I think I went once, and I don't think I ever went back. Biscuits were phenomenal. Phenomenal.
We should order
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
We should DoorDash. Would it be here by the end of the show? Some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Have you never tried them?
Try them.
I'll do it if they're still around.
They're probably not open
at
9 a.m.
Where is the nearest Red Lobster?
There used to be one by the sports arena. I don't know if it's open or it's still there. But I am curious to try the biscuits.
All right, I'm going to look. Carry on.
San Diego, I'm looking.
I got it right here. Let's go.
Mira Mesa Boulevard and Sports Arena.
Yeah, there's still one by the Sports Arena.
You got to see if they're in the area.
They don't open until 11.
Ah, that's too bad.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess.
Who wants lobster at 9?
Flavor Flav.
Flavor
Me?
Flav.
I could do lobster at 9 a.m. Like, probably.
I mean, the pictures of this look pretty good. I can't deny it.
Well, the pictures always look
they
good.
They do. This looks really tasty, man.
If your pictures don't look good, that's a real red flag. If they can't even make the picture of their food look good, then there's no hope that the actual food looks good. I mean, fast food, you know, hamburgers look delicious on the billboard. They don't look anything like that in real life.
All right. Sorry. 11 o'clock. Maybe another time.
Chat says Mira Mesa closed.
Oh, good.
There's one in the Chula Vista Mall if you want to go later. All right, let's take a timeout. Paulie's got some Throwback Thursday for us still coming up, involving a couple of cameos.
We've had some fun with cameos over the years.
That we've got, so we'll get to that coming up. Look ahead, got a new homestand starting tonight for your San Diego Padres. All coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Share your 50s to the 90s for the Let's Go Ruh-Roh photo contest at the San Diego County Fair. Your winning photo could be in the best of show and earn you VIP fair access, a package plus a $500 Visa gift card. The entry deadline, June 9th. That's like 3 days from now. Learn more at sdfair.com. All right, we've spent a lot of time talking about the Padres' struggles in Anaheim. I hope it's a blip. And the Padres can turn it around like they did when they got swept by the Rockies. Because they did actually turn it around after getting swept by the Rockies. You can't keep asking a team to have to respond to getting swept by bad teams, though. Eventually, you do this enough, you're going to torpedo your entire season. That's why Manny said, we're going to regret this. They're going to haunt us. I mean, in some way or not, the six losses against the Rockies and the Angels... They may not keep you out of the playoffs.
They may not. Yeah.
But they'll probably, at the very least, if you were going to be the 2 seed, you'll be the 3 seed instead. If you were going to be the 1 seed, you'll be the 2 seed. There's almost no way that 6 games in the standings are not going to affect you at all at the end of the season. So,
it just makes it, you just, the whole,
that
man,
ship has sailed.
Just, the only thing I see when I watch series like I just watched is I just see the hole going just, getting a little deeper, and then have you ever had to claw out of a hole, proverbial, like a metaphorical hole? You're like, man, in my life, I take 2 steps forward, and then I get in trouble, and this happens. I finally get back to where I need to be, and that was Benny. That was the way I lived my life for like 15 years, and the thought of it makes my stomach churn. And it's like, no, man, one small, tiny step ahead is better than 2, you know, dramatic steps behind. And it's certainly not a fun watch for the fan base. No one is expecting this team to go out and win every game, but you are expecting them to handle business. And they just have not proven over the last even couple years that they can handle their business. That's it. I'm not mad at you. You got swept by the Phillies. I'm not mad at you that you lost 2 or 3 to the Yankees. I'm not. Those are elite, elite teams. We're not there yet. But I am pissed that you couldn't win a game against the Rockies or the Angels.
Well,
I do agree with you.
When you show that you can win 5 out of 8 against the Dodgers and you can take the season series from the Cubs and take 3 of 4 from the Braves, You do have to be able to then win those other series.
I understand.
Will every team have a blip here or there? Of course. The Yankees, they will have a blip at some point during their season. The Padres' blips are too frequent.
They're too frequent, yes.
That's what we're saying. I'm not going to dispute Mike Schilt's notion that every team is going to have just baseball happens and bad teams beat good teams all the time. That is true. It happens too often to the Padres.
Well, and it's happened for too long.
Yes.
That's the other thing. This is not some, you know, what did he call it last night?
An outlier.
It's not. It's not an outlier, man. This has been a year and a half, 2 years. It's a defining quality of this team. Race. Yes.
Last year it was that Royals.
It's, you know, it's an outlier for sure.
It's not, though. That's,
you know,
the thing.
Clearly we've got the team to beat anybody.
He, and I understand, I guess, his perspective of like, well, I wasn't here. I wasn't running this team last year. It's an outlier for us.
He actually was.
But you were close.
He
enough. You he saw was. It.
He saw it. Yeah, so that's...
You're that not should, unaware of what happened.
That should help form your narrative, no?
It should.
Right. We've said it to him before. We've told him. Mike, you said it a couple weeks ago. Like, Mike, you got to understand where this fan base is coming from. And us as fans. You got to understand where they're coming from. Mediocrity has set in.
I will remain open to the idea that what Mike Schilt says to us publicly is not necessarily what he says to his team privately.
I'm and, open to that as well.
And I can't be mad about a guy who publicly backs his team and his players, because that's not the worst thing to have.
That's fine, but
in a manager.
Do you get the sense that those convos are happening? Because I still see the same weird mistakes. And I know I'm harping on base running today. It's just what's top of mind. You know, if you're chewing guys out for poor base running, I guess it's true. I do it to the tier ones, and we continue to be the worst base running team I've ever seen. And I'm up there ass every. I find them, Ben. That's how bad we are at base running. I find the tier ones. $10 for their mistakes.
The biggest mistake yesterday was the lack of hitting.
Well, and the base running.
Extra early. Base hits. Well, there was one base running mistake.
That's
yesterday.
A huge one.
It was a big one. But the biggest mistake, you could have won that game still handily had you gotten the job done against an okay pitcher in Jose Soriano. Now, they did some things well. They made contact well. They only struck out once.
Yeah.
So they're putting the ball in play. Just
hitting it in the ground.
So what are you doing wrong when you continue to put the ball in play, but it doesn't result in good things happening for your team?
Launch angle?
Right. Yeah. I think that's a big part of it. And again, I don't necessarily say the answer is to swing harder and strike out more so that when you do make contact, you hit more home runs. But there's some sort of element to that. There's got to be a balance, right? You don't have to be a team that is all about contact and batting average. Padres number one in batting average. And you don't have to be a team that strikes out 16 times a game, but, you know, we'll hit two home runs and hopefully that's enough. Can't you be the team that does a little bit of both?
Sure.
All the time? Just, you know, yeah, we hit well, we hit for average, but we also were willing to put the ball in the seats every now and then.
Yeah, 100%.
It doesn't have to be all or nothing every single time.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Throwback Thursday. Paulie's got a couple of clips, both from 2 years ago when the cameo craze was maybe at its height.
Yeah, I don't know exactly, at least for this first one. This was the date that we discussed it and played it on our show. So that's what we're rolling with. This one came in the final score thread of a Padres game that we saw, and it features one first baseman for the New York Mets, Pete Alonso.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Pete Alonso with the New York Mets, and if you're watching this, you just lost to the San Diego Padres.
Saw that. I remember we did a full segment about it because we're like, dude, does he need money? Is everything okay?
The Padres had just beaten the Mets, and that shows up in the final score thread.
Somebody probably buys it in like January.
Yeah, you buy it in you know, spring training or whatever for $69 or whatever, and you got Pete Alonso forever saying, hey, this is Pete Alonso. You just lost the San Diego Padres. It's not like...
We're on Cameo. There's not a gun to your head. Like, if you don't do this one,
correct.
You're fired from Cameo. You can say no to any request that
and
they put in.
You see exactly what is requested of you. Like, he's got to know this is going to come back to me at some point.
Unless he just doesn't care. He's just like, I don't care. It's fun. Unless
hey,
he's just having
going?
Fun.
I'm Pete Alonso with the New York Mets, and if you're watching this... You just lost to the San Diego Padres.
It'd be like us doing a promo. Hey, it's Ben and Woods. Make sure to listen to Dave Shelley and Chainsaw on KGB. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, are you kidding? Our boss come running in, beating us over the head with a hammer.
Hey, we needed the $70.
Yeah, we got $70 out of that deal, bro. You can actually get a Ben and Woods cameo. $69 is what we charge. And the reason we charge $69 should be obvious.
$70 seemed too much.
$70 seemed way too much.
$68, not enough.
It's a good price point because if we did like $12, I'd be doing cameos all day, and I don't want to do that. So $69 means you're really committed.
You really want it.
If we did $100, like, who the hell do we think we are?
Who do you guys think you are? F-level celebrities.
And we'll give it the normal level of cameo thought.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk for like 2 minutes.
How we do really good.
How do you want to do this?
Yeah.
And then we'll pour our hearts.
Yeah, $69.
Ben did a whole Ben Reads Raps on one of them.
He really did. He did. It was so cool.
All right, and then this other cameo from this week in 2022. It's titled Chet Hanks.
This is brilliant.
Birthday shout out. And I had to go back and listen. I remember how freaking funny this was. We talked about Chet Hanks recently. I think it was that thread, that text thread that his dad
explaining the beef between Kendrick and Drake, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Hanks saying, "Hey, Big Mane," to his son.
Big Mane, can you explain the beef to me?
And so here was a shout out on Cameo from Chet Hanks, which just floored all of us.
Yo, Josh, what up, man? It's Chet Hanks. This is from your boy Doug. Told me you're turning 43, bro. And I just wanted to say, big up your Bumba class, Ross. 43 years around the world. John O'Star, I heard you won an Oscar
right back
for a animated movie. Look, man, I do voice acting too.
Oh my god!
Maybe create himself some sort of Rasta character, a cartoon. I got other accents too. Cockney. Oh, I love. I eat there. Love you, man. I could do a bunch of accents.
Totally,
bro.
Clearly,
you name it.
I'll
get it done. If you create a cartoon character, put me in your next movie, bro. I'm dead ass serious about that. Anyway, have a great 43rd birthday, bro, and congratulations. More life.
Chet Hanks, the son of
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
He's out there begging for jobs.
Like Doug.
His parents.
That's my favorite part.
Like took him to like Jamaica for
when he was
like
12.
When he was like, yeah, like 10
he got
or 11.
The hair braided and
he
like,
just was
this
like
is it
fascinated.
For me.
This
big
is
it.
This is what I want to do with my life. Given that I don't have to worry about money my entire life, I can just choose to do what I want. And what
before
I want,
class before bossing on my head.
What I want is to be a Rastafarian.
Like, you live in Beverly Hills. We took a billion-dollar helicopter to get here.
I mean, what would you do with your life if you were?
I just wanted to say, big up your bum, my class, Ross 40.
Farsi, I hate it so much.
If Young Woods,
look at the hair on my arm. It's standing straight up. Oh!
If Young Woods was given the opportunity, like, you know what? You don't have to ever worry about money. You just do what you're passionate about your entire life. What would you have done?
Well, apparently Chet does need to worry about money. He's
pitching
himself for a job on a Cameo. Which I don't even know how much.
Good for him. He doesn't want to live off dad's fortune his entire life.
Chet Hanks.
Would you have gone into baseball? Would you have gone into music? Even if you didn't have the talent for it?
Well, I've already been in music and I've already been in baseball. So, like, I don't know. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would not have made it.
He's currently unavailable on camera.
I honestly, if I had no reason to work, I always liked working, but if I had like a trust fund of like millions of dollars that I had access to, I wouldn't be here. There's no way I would have
straight
made
up your nose.
I wouldn't have made it. There's no chance. I had no discipline. Zero. And there's no way I would have made it. What would you have done?
I probably would be like trying to be a professional golfer very unsuccessfully because I don't have the talent for it.
Well, I think
I don't have to worry about it, might as well just practice all day and
I think
take lessons.
If I had it now, now I would just travel with my kids. That's what I would do.
Now I think I have the realization. Even if like I you just want $1 billion in the lottery,
yeah.
You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to be I couldn't be a professional golfer.
No,
I know
correct.
I don't have
done.
The skills
right.
for
Pick
that.
Up your Bumba class, Ross 40.
But you'd think Chet Hanks also should know he doesn't have the skills to be a.
I love that one.
A Jamaican reggae musical artist either.
The best part is because hey, it's from your buddy Doug.
Yo, Josh, what up, man? It's Chet Hanks. This is from your boy Doug.
Doug.
Told me you're turning 43, bro. And I just wanted to say, big up your bum, my class, Ross 40.
Look at the hair. Every time, look at the hair on my arm. Look, you can see it.
Doug is a funny name.
It is. Doug. Chet is amazing. God, that's so good.
What's your name?
Doug.
Like you dug a ditch.
Doug.
Yeah, but there's an O in there, too.
It's so good.
Doug.
Thank you. I needed that laugh so bad, Paulie.
Doug.
I needed I hope one of our tier ones is named Doug, and you ask us to do a cameo so that I can do that for you.
Yo, Josh, what up, man? It's Chet Hanks. This is from your boy, Doug. Doug.
I would like to hang out with him for a night, see how that goes.
We're going to take a timeout.
So good.
Ooh, a great comment in the chat that I'm going to read when we come back. Next, with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Feel like I speak a lot. I mean, we're on 21 hours a week if you include the upcoming roundtable.
Yes, sir.
But sometimes I don't feel like we're being heard.
We're not being heard. It's fine. I'm starting to realize that the more and more I do this on a daily basis, I just realize you're going to hear what you want to hear. I heard a comment today. There's a guy that did a podcast and had a guy that we know pretty well. We used to have him on our show a lot. And this my buddy, it was Craig Meddy. I love Craig Meddy. But he was on this podcast, and he goes, no one from 97.3 The Fan ever bitches at the players. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't listen to 97.3 The Fan anymore. And I'm like, Cash Meddy is my boy. I wanted to text him. Cash, you just said, I don't, you know, he said, I don't listen to 97.3 The Fan anymore, but none of those guys ever rip the players. Well, how do you know we don't rip the players if you don't listen to 97.3 The Fan anymore? Because I spent my morning yesterday screaming at the players. I spent my morning this morning screaming at the players. I literally only blame the players. It's literally only their fault. It is only their fault. Period. The end. It's only 26 people that can change the narrative of the San Diego Padres. It's not Mike Schilt. It's not A.J. Preller. It's
both
the players.
Guys will have zero at-bats and zero innings pitched.
Correct.
For the Padres this year.
There are 26 guys that can completely flip the narrative of this team, and they all are going to be on the bench tonight and you know, back at Petco Park.
The GM puts together the roster,
sure,
and the manager can make some decisions that impact the team on the margins. Ultimately, though, I agree with you.
Do you know how many good...
Even if it's a controversial decision.
100%.
It's still on the player.
Do you know how many good... How many teams have overcome poor management or poor GMing? A lot. A lot have.
Here's why I agree with you especially. A.J. Preller, for, you know, his strengths and weaknesses, has put together players that we know can do spectacular things.
Correct.
Because they've done it in their career.
Correct.
Tatis has hit 40-plus home runs. Manny has been an MVP runner-up for this San Diego Padres team. You know, Xander Bogaerts has been an outstanding player. He didn't project. He didn't hope, like, hey, if I sign this guy no one's ever heard of, and, you know, I think he can hit 35 home runs. And then you're wrong. You go, all right, well, you just don't have an eye for it. All these guys have done it before. So the fact that they're not doing it now is on them, right? That it's on them.
They're not performing
up to their capabilities.
Yeah.
And they're cursed with capabilities that we know exist. You know, Manny's been hurt. I will definitely give some at least time and patience to see if Manny can get healthy. Tatis seems pretty healthy. Not quite the player he's been, but I know there's more in there.
Getting better. Yep.
I know that there's more in there. And those capabilities are why I feel like it's on the players. If you're not playing up to your capabilities, it's not the GM's fault. It's not the coach's fault.
You know,
you're a professional player.
If you're a football team and you have an elite pocket passing quarterback and really quick wide receivers with great hands on the outside, and you run the ball 100 times a game and, you know, grind out 6-3 victories or 6-3 losses, that's not on the players. They're not calling the plays, correct? You guys all agree? There's an offensive coordinator or a head coach or whatever that puts the offense together. Football, you're calling the plays. Right? You can put together the best game plan in basketball, but if the shot's not falling, the shot's not falling. Right? I mean, but in baseball, man, you put out your best possible lineup with the tools that you've been given, and then it's on those guys to execute. It's one of the things I've loved the most about this game. Golf is also very similar. Golf, it is not your swing coach's fault. It is not the gallery's fault. It's not your sponsor's fault. It's your fault. If you didn't win that tournament or play well, there is nobody else to blame. And if I'm on the mound and I'm getting crushed, that's my fault. Dylan Cease pitched well last night, but his location, they talked about on the broadcast, his location was off. Velo was great. Velo was good. Slider was biting. Location was off a tick. Different ball game altogether. That's on Dylan Cease. It's not on Ruben Niebla. It's not on the Padres fans. It's certainly not on the media. It's always going to be player dependent. Always. They're the ones that get paid to do it. You want to start giving me the blame? Start giving me a quarter of your salary. All these guys.
So
give me a break.
I'm going to read this comment, and then I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to say it for the last time, and I'm not going to say it again. Michael in the chat writes, Ben, Woods, and Paul are in absolute denial. The Padres are a cursed baseball team, period. Year after year after year, we're talking about the same old thing. We're not in denial. We all said this is
500 team.
Around a 500 team that if they exceed expectations slightly, will have a chance to make the playoffs.
Correct.
Right now, they are one game under 500. We're actually very much in living in reality of what the San Diego Padres are and what we expected them to be. Please do not try to tell us that we sold you some amazing
bill
team that you're disappointed in. Now, if you want us to own it from last year.
I wear it. Here, pelt me with this. Throw this at me as hard as you can.
We were wrong. Last year, we expected the team to be quite good.
Take the egg, smash it all
perhaps
over my face.
Perhaps even a World Series contender or winner.
100%. That's on me. I oversold those.
You were wrong.
Those guys. I was wrong.
I was wrong. Paul was maybe a little less wrong, but still wrong. Everyone else on this radio station was wrong. Everybody else at radio stations that compete with us were wrong. All the TV anchors in town were wrong. The writers in town were wrong. Guess what? The national media that has nothing to do with the San Diego Padres that said last year's team looks like a juggernaut. They were all wrong, too. So, yes, we are in a big, large boat, a giant Titanic-sized boat of people who were wrong about last year's Padres. And we will own that. But we're not telling you that this is a great team. Never did. Nothing has changed our opinion. They played some decent baseball at stretches this year.
Some damn good baseball,
some bad
and some fun baseball.
Right now they look like around a 500 team.
Yep.
Could they be a little bit better? The National League's not as good as I thought.
And it's really not.
That gives them a chance to maybe make the playoffs. Is it possible that if you make the playoffs, you can go on an amazing run? Yeah, because we've seen that happen a number of times. The Diamondbacks weren't an amazing team last year. Got to the World Series. Is that possible? Yes. Is it also possible the Padres will flounder and finish five games, six games under 500? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's very much in the realm of possibility here. And anyone who tells you otherwise, they're wearing some rose-colored glasses. Yeah. But if they're also telling you there's no way this Padres team could possibly finish with 86 wins and make the playoffs, then you're not watching the sport. Of
Correct.
Course this team can do that. They could do that. They could also miss the playoffs. Depends on how the players play on the field from this point forward.
Play. I mean, that's it. The only guy that can change those narratives, they all wear a uniform. Honestly.
I'm not in denial. I promise you. Check traffic, and then we'll wrap things up here on 97.3 The Fan.
What a fun show.
Padres open a four-game series tonight at 6:40 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Sammy Leavitt will have your Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show at 5:40 today. Randy Vasquez will make the start for the Padres. And if you're going, uh-oh, Randy Vasquez, Padres could be in trouble. He is the last pitcher to actually pitch a win for the San Diego Padres on Saturday against the Kansas City Royals. Ciccone will be the starting pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Padres did face him, if I remember correctly, earlier in this season. And, of course, the moment I need to call up his game log, my computer crashes. But he is 1-4 this year with a 5.59 ERA. And I'm pretty sure the Padres beat him when they faced him. But things are going very slowly right now on my computer. Oh, that's because the battery's dying. Because I accidentally knocked out the plug, apparently. Ah, there we go. Yes, they beat him 7-1 on May 3rd. So a little over a month ago, scored six runs off of him in 4 1/3 innings. So
okay.
They will be facing tonight at Petco Park in the first of four against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, analysis means nothing with this team. Absolutely nothing. Go out, try to. The way this team's constructed, they're going to need to score more runs than their opponent to win a ball game, as the great John Smoltz once told me.
You are correct in your analysis.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to win many games when you're scoring 1-2
or
one
fewer than your opponent.
Yeah.
Those are tough. Scoring fewer runs than your opponent, those games are tough to win.
Correct.
Right? Yes. Most obvious statement of all time. So here we go. Got to get it going against the D-backs ASAP, but just can't predict. There's no prediction to this team. They could come out and look phenomenal. They could come out and look sloppy. Hope that they don't. We really needed that narrative of them playing great on the road to hold up. It didn't. So now we need to flip the narrative of playing poorly at home and go out there and win a ball game against
Narratives get flipped all the time in a baseball season.
They really do, man. That's exactly it.
That's a very common thing that happens in a baseball season.
Yep.
You know, you hope that the bad narratives are the ones that get flipped, not the good ones.
Correct.
But it can happen either way. So we just saw a good narrative get flipped on the Padres when they did poorly on the road. Maybe they can flip one of the bad narratives. Manny went deep in that game. That wasn't off of Ciccone, but Tatis hit a home run off Ciccone, and Cronenworth hit a home run off of Ciccone in that game on May 3rd. So maybe an example of success in the past will propel the Padres to some success in the future tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
How's the rest of your day look?
Well, I've got a round table to host for an hour.
9 minutes.
And then
I'll be with you.
I've got work. I've got Tom Penn, the CEO of the San Diego FC, coming in to talk about the Chucky Lozano signing tonight at Channel 10. So I'll do that interview during the NBA Finals game, which will air on ABC 10 tonight. So I don't have an early show. We'll be on after the game at like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Celts Mavs,
game one. Yeah, we didn't even talk about the
Celts
first game.
Celts going to be pretty heavily favored.
They are like plus 220 or minus 225, I think, and the Mavs are like plus 180, although more money is coming in on the Mavs. The underdogs are getting a lot of the money. I think there's some skepticism around the Celtics that they're not sure. They haven't played anybody really in the playoffs healthy. A lot of just in a kind of an easy road, and the Mavericks have been more tested, but ultimately Boston was the best team throughout the year, and they should win this series, but you know, Doncic is probably the best player in the series, so we'll see how that plays out.
Should be fun. I'll watch some.
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
Parents get in today from Texas with my brother and my nephew.
Are they Mavs fans now that they live there?
My dad
goes to some games.
He's more of a Stars guy. He loves the Stars.
They missed out on the finals.
So they get in. So I'll do this roundtable, marriage counseling, and then my parents come.
Sounds like a great day.
It's going to be super fun and stress-free, and a lot of me.
Well, you got more of Woods coming up next. He's got his 97.3 The Fan polo shirt on, which can mean only one thing.
It's roundtable time.
It is a roundtable Thursday. The rest of the crew is gathering over
eating
in
pizza
our
right now.
Sound space, stuffing their face with pizza. We get like three and a half minutes to eat a slice and set up and then return for the commercial-free hour.
I hope you and Tony Gwynn Jr. go at it today.
I'm ready to go.
Yes, I like that.
I hope Tony kicks your ass.
If these guys lose tonight, we're replaying the round table at 6 a.m. Just so you know. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Ooh. Good call. All right, Paul, you enjoy the rest of your day. Woodsy, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Everyone, stick around. Our commercial-free Roundtable is coming up next on 97.3 The Fan, and then we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Feel like I speak a lot. I mean, we're on 21 hours a week if you include the upcoming Roundtable.
Yes, sir.
But sometimes I don't feel like we're being heard.
We're not being heard. It's fine. I'm starting to realize that the more and more I do this on a daily basis, I just realize you're going to hear what you want to hear. I heard a comment today. There's a guy that did a podcast and had a guy that we know pretty well. We used to have him on our show a lot. And this my buddy, it was Craig Meddy. I love Craig Meddy. But he was on this podcast and he goes, no one from 97.3 The Fan ever bitches at the players. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't listen to 97.3 The Fan anymore. And I'm like, Cash Meddy is my boy. I wanted to text him. Cash, you just said, I don't, you know, he said, I don't listen to 97.3 The Fan anymore, but none of those guys ever rip the players. Well, how do you know we don't rip the players if you don't listen to 97.3 The Fan anymore? Because I spent my morning yesterday screaming at the players. I spent my morning this morning screaming at the players. I literally only blame the players. It's literally only their fault. It is only their fault. Period. The end. It's only the only 26 people that can change the narrative of the San Diego Padres is not it's not Mike Schilt, it's not AJ Preller. It's
both
the players.
Guys will have zero at bats and zero innings pitched.
Correct.
For the Padres this year.
There are 26 guys that can completely flip the narrative of this team, and they all are going to be on the bench tonight and you know, back in at Petco Park.
The GM puts together the roster, sure, and the manager can make some decisions that impact the team on the margins. Ultimately, though, I agree with you.
Do you know how many good...
Even if it's a controversial decision.
100%.
It's still on the player.
Do you know how many good... How many teams have overcome poor management or poor GMing? A lot. A lot have.
Here's why I agree with you, especially. A.J. Preller, for, you know, his strengths and weaknesses, has put together players that we know can do spectacular things.
Correct.
Because they've done it in their career.
Correct.
Tatis has hit 40-plus home runs. Manny has been an MVP runner-up for this San Diego Padres team. You know, Xander Bogaerts has been an outstanding player. He didn't project. He didn't hope, like, hey, if I sign this guy no one's ever heard of, and, you know, I think he can hit 35 home runs. And then you're wrong. You go, all right, well, you just don't have an eye for it. All these guys have done it before. So the fact that they're not doing it now is on them. Right? That it's on them. They're not performing up to their capabilities.
Yeah.
And they're cursed with capabilities that we know exist. You know, Manny's been hurt. I will definitely give some at least time and patience to see if Manny can get healthy. Tatis seems pretty healthy. Not quite the player he's been, but I know there's more in there.
Getting better. Yep.
I know that there's more in there. And those capabilities are why I feel like it's on the players. If you're not playing up to your capabilities, it's not the GM's fault. It's not the coach's fault.
You know,
you're a professional player.
If you're a football team and you have an elite pocket passing quarterback and really quick wide receivers with great hands on the outside, and you run the ball 100 times a game and, you know, grind out 6-3 victories or 6-3 losses, that's not on the players. They're not calling the plays, correct? You guys all agree? There's an offensive coordinator or a head coach or whatever that puts the offense together. Football, you're calling the plays, right? You can put together the best game plan in basketball, but if the shot's not falling, the shot's not falling, right? I mean, but in baseball, man, you put out your best possible lineup with the tools that you've been given, and then it's on those guys to execute. It's one of the things I've loved the most about this game. Golf is also very similar. Golf, it is not your swing coach's fault. It is not the gallery's fault. It's not your sponsor's fault. It's your fault. If you didn't win that tournament or play well, there is nobody else to blame. And if I'm on the mound and I'm getting crushed, that's my fault. Dylan Cease pitched well last night, but his location, they talked about on the broadcast, his location was off. Velo was great. Velo was good. Slider was biting. Location was off a tick. Different ball game altogether. That's on Dylan Cease. It's not on Ruben Niebla. It's not on the Padres fans. It's certainly not on the media. It's always going to be player dependent. Always. They're the ones that get paid to do it. You want to start giving me the blame? Start giving me a quarter of your salary. All these guys.
So
give me a break.
I'm going to read this comment, and then I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to say it for the last time, and I'm not going to say it again. Michael in the chat writes, Ben, Woods, and Paul are in absolute denial. The Padres are a cursed baseball team, period. Year after year after year, we're talking about the same old thing. We're not in denial. We all said this is
500 team.
Around a 500 team that if they exceed expectations slightly, will have a chance to make the playoffs.
Correct.
Right now, they are one game under 500. We're actually very much in living in reality of what the San Diego Padres are and what we expected them to be. Please do not try to tell us that we sold you some amazing
bill
team that you're disappointed in. Now, if you want us to own it from last year.
I wear it. Here, pelt me with this. Throw this at me as hard as you can.
We were wrong.
Back.
Last year, we expected the team to be quite good.
Take the egg, smash it all
perhaps
over my face.
Perhaps even a World Series contender or winner.
100%. That's on me. I oversold those.
You were wrong.
Those guys. I was wrong.
I was wrong. Paul was maybe a little less wrong, but still wrong. Everyone else on this radio station was wrong. Everybody else at radio stations that compete with us were wrong. All the TV anchors in town were wrong. The writers in town were wrong. Guess what? The national media that has nothing to do with the San Diego Padres that said last year's team looks like a juggernaut. They were all wrong, too. So, yes, we are in a big, large boat, a giant Titanic-sized boat of people who were wrong about last year's Padres. And we will own that. But we're not telling you that this is a great team. Never did. nothing has changed our opinion. They played some decent baseball at stretches
some,
this year.
Some damn good baseball and some fun baseball, yeah.
Right now they look like around a 500 team.
Yep.
Could they be a little bit better? The National League's not as good as I thought.
And it's really not.
That gives them a chance to maybe make the playoffs. Is it possible that if you make the playoffs, you can go on an amazing run? Yeah, because we've seen that happen a number of times. The Diamondbacks weren't an amazing team last year. Got to the World Series. Is that possible? Yes. Is it also possible the Padres will flounder and finish five games, six games under 500?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's very much in the realm of possibility here. And anyone who tells you otherwise, they're wearing some rose-colored glasses. Yeah. But if they're also telling you there's no way this Padres team could possibly finish with 86 wins and make the playoffs, then you're not watching the sport. Of
Correct.
Course this team can do that. They could do that. They could also miss the playoffs. Depends on how the players play on the field from this point forward.
Play. I mean, that's it. The only guy that can change those narratives, they all wear a uniform, honestly.
I'm not in denial, I promise you. Check traffic, and then we'll wrap things up here on 97.3 The Fan.
A fun show.
Padres open a four-game series tonight at 6:40 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Sammy Leavitt will have your EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show at 5:40 today. Randy Vasquez will make the start for the Padres. And if you're going, uh-oh, Randy Vasquez, Padres could be in trouble. He is the last pitcher to actually pitch a win for the San Diego Padres on Saturday against the Kansas City Royals. Ciccone will be the starting pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Padres did face him, if I remember correctly, earlier in this season. And, of course, the moment I need to call up his game log, my computer crashes. But he is 1-4 this year with a 5.59 ERA. And I'm pretty sure the Padres beat him when they faced him. But things are going very slowly right now on my computer. Oh, that's because the battery's dying. Because I accidentally knocked out the plug, apparently. Ah, there we go. Yes, they beat him 7-1
nice.
On May 3rd, so a little over a month ago. Scored six runs off of him in 4 1/3 innings. So
okay.
They will be facing tonight at Petco Park in the first of four against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, analysis means nothing with this team. Absolutely nothing. Go out, try to. The way this team's constructed, they're going to need to score more runs than their opponent to win a ball game, as the great John Smoltz once told me.
You are correct in your analysis.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to win many games when you're scoring 1-2 yeah. and
or
one.
Fewer than your opponent.
Yeah.
Those are scoring fewer runs than your opponent, those games are tough to win.
Correct.
Right? Yes. Most obvious statement of all time. So here we go. Got to get it going against the D-backs ASAP, but yeah, just can't predict. There's no prediction to this team. They could come out and look phenomenal. They could come out and look sloppy. Hope that they don't. We really needed that narrative of them playing great on the road to hold up. It didn't. So now we need to flip the narrative of playing poorly at home and go out there and win a ball game against
Narratives
the D-backs.
Get flipped all the time in a baseball season.
They really do, man. That's exactly it.
That's a very common thing that happens in a baseball season.
Yep.
You know, you hope that the bad narratives are the ones that get flipped, not the good ones.
Correct.
But it can happen either way. So we just saw a good narrative get flipped on the Padres when they did poorly on the road. Maybe they can flip one of the bad narratives. Manny went deep in that game. That wasn't off of Ciccone, but Tatis hit a home run off Ciccone, and Cronenworth hit a home run off of Ciccone in that game on May 3rd. So maybe some an example of success in the past will propel the Padres to some success in the future tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
How's the rest of your day look?
Well, I've got a round table to host for an hour.
9 minutes.
And then
I'll be with you.
I've got work. I've got Tom Penn, the CEO of the San Diego FC, coming in to talk about the Chucky Lozano signing tonight at Channel 10. So I'll do that interview during the NBA Finals game, which will air on ABC 10 tonight. So I don't have an early show. We'll be on after the game at like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Celts Mavs,
game one. Yeah, we didn't even talk about the
Celts
first game.
Celts going to be pretty heavily favored.
They are like plus 220 or minus 225, I think, and the Mavs are like plus 180, although more money is coming in on the Mavs. The underdogs are getting a lot of the money. I think there's some skepticism around the Celtics that they're not sure. They haven't played anybody really in the playoffs healthy. A lot of just in a kind of an easy road, and the Mavericks have been more tested, but ultimately Boston was the best team throughout the year. And they should win this series. But, you know, Doncic is probably the best player in the series. So we'll see how that plays out.
Should be fun. I'll watch some.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason not to.
Parents get in today from Texas with my brother and my nephew.
Are they Mavs fans now that they live there?
My dad
goes to some games.
He's more of a Stars guy. He loves the Stars.
They missed out on the finals.
They missed out on the finals. So they get in. So I'll do this. Round table. Marriage counseling. And then my parents come.
Sounds like a great day.
It's going to be super fun and stress-free. And a lot of me.
Well, you got more of Woods coming up next. He's got his 97.3 The Fan polo shirt on, which can mean only one thing.
It's roundtable time.
It is a roundtable Thursday. The rest of the crew is gathering over
eating
in
pizza
our
right now.
Sound space. Yeah, stuffing their face with pizza. We get like three and a half minutes to eat a slice and set up and then return for the commercial-free hour.
I hope you and Tony Gwynn Jr. go at it today.
I'm ready to go.
Yes, I like that.
I hope Tony kicks your ass.
If these guys lose tonight, we're replaying the round table at 6 a.m. Just so you know. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Ooh. Good call. All right, Paul, you enjoy the rest of your day. Woodsy, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Everyone, stick around. Our commercial-free roundtable is coming up next on 97.3 The Fan. And then we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.